I wanted to just very quickly, because we got to get to Aninus, I just wanted to list off, as we said we would, the chilukim between Kriya for Av Ve'Eim as opposed to Shar Krovim. So I put together, maybe there's more, I think we went through 9. The first being parents are Sad Smol, Shar Krovim, Sad Yomin. Number 2 is the Shir for Av Ve'Eim is Achei Galiko Libo. Shar Krovim is a Tefach. The 3rd is a Yad by father and mother, you should use your hands. By Shar Krovim, a Kli. Even though we said it's very hard, you got to start at least with a Kli for the parents, but you should do a Biyad. 4th is, we don't really have now, it is Bechalitzas Kotev. By Av Ve'Eim, you have to do it. By Shar Krovim, it's an option. Revealing one shoulder. And number 5 was Safa Kama, which we had different shotim with that, starting from the collar by Av Ve'Eim, by Shar Krovim, not that way. Number 6 is by the Av Ve'Eim, Kol Begodov. By Shar Krovim, you only need the outside one. 7 was Chol Hamoed, we had yesterday. By Av Ve'Eim, you at least have to do it. Many shittos say by Shar Krovim, you don't have to do Chol Hamoed, even though we said the Ramah says there's no minute, you do it by everybody. Number 8 was Shmuel Rechoka. You only do Kriya and Av Ve'Eim, but not by Shar Krovim. And number 9 is the Din of Ichui. The Isser Ichui is by Av Ve'Eim. There is no Isser of Ichui by Shar Krovim. So that's 9. Maybe there's more, but we had said we'd make a list.
Yeah, was 8 again?
8 was the Shmuel Rechoka. By Av Ve'Eim, you do it. And by Shar Krovim, not. And we said that there was a Machloikis, the Shachat Tazak, the Marshal, against the Marit, that even a Chol Hamoed, we said, the Marit said you do it. Okay, so we had the 9 distinctions. That's the first mahalach I wanted to mention. Number 2, I was thinking, is this a good segue getting into the sugya of Aninus. I was just thinking what to get into today, Bezushem, the Ptur Mitzvahs when it comes to Aninus, which is a Ptur Mitzvahs min the Rabbanan Mitzvahs essay. But I was just thinking to myself that there is at least one mitzvah you have to do mid the Rabbanan after you hear about one of your 7 relatives dying, Rachman Olatzan, and that is Kriya. That is Kriya. Kriya is exactly in that window. That is the time period when you do Kriya. So it's a good segue, Lamaisa, that we get into Aninus, but I wanted to just note that the Mishnah Brura in Simen Tov Kuf Samach Aleph Sifkot and Dalet quotes from the Sefer Kaftov Veferach that when you see Yerushalayim Bechulbana, we went through a whole mahalach yesterday. If you weren't here yesterday, please listen on the computer. He says, though, we didn't mention this yesterday, though. He quotes from the Sefer Kaftor Veferach that if you see Yerushalayim Bechulbana and you tear Kriya, you shouldn't eat basar and drink wine on that whole day. And Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is quoted in the Haros of the Sefer HaRakodesh that this is a Midas Chassidus and not Mekar Adin. So we're going to get into, but one of the surim for an onan is he can't eat meat and drink wine. And we'll see some achloikas between Rabbein Tam and the Rosh, is that only when you're being osik with the actual mace, or even if you're in another city? Rabbein Tam says only if you're being osik with the mace, this is aser babas of yain. The Rosh holds even if you're in another city. And we'll see how we paskin lamaisa on that, but one would have said, halach lamaisa, that the Isser of Basar V'Yayin for an Onin is considered to be like Shas Chimul. And therefore, when you see Yerushalayim B'Chobana in your Mechuyav Likroa, so it's Ma'atzeim, it generates that Chiyuv of Shas Chimul, and therefore you understand why there would be a Chiyuv Kriya, because it's Shas Chimul for your seeing Yerushalayim B'Chobana, and therefore that would also Asur you Basar V'Yayin the whole day, because that's Shas Chimul. The only thing is that we pointed out yesterday from Rav Shechter Shlit, the whole beautiful Mahalach, not that way. Because Rav Shechter Shlit pointed out that when you see Yushlaim Berchobana, that was from many, many years ago. That's Avelis Yishana, based on the phrasing of Vamis Mem Gimel Mem Beis. And therefore it's lacking that regish of Chimum. And if it's lacking that regish of Chimum, the Kriya there is Taka Midin what? Is Midin Avelis. It's not Midin classical Kriya. It's Midin Avelis. Because it's not a kriya d'shaskim, because there is no chimum for avelis yeshana. So therefore, the kriya of Yerushalayim Ruchal Bona is a kriya b'tor avelis. If it's a kriya b'tor avelis, then mele, that's not shaskimim to asr bas v'yayim. That's why Reb Shlomo Zalman paskens is only a midas chasidus. Because mikra din, lamaisa, it should nasr. Because if isr bas v'yayim comes from shaskimim, then lamaisa, it would follow that what? That only if you have a shaskimim. Kriya. This is not a Shaskimun Kriya. So Mamela, the whole thing is a Midas Chasidus. But this connects for us a good segue from the din of what Kriya to the din of what of Aninus, which will begin now. Now, yeah, go ahead, real quick. Yeah.
If it's a Midas Chasidus, so then, like Yoni asked yesterday about like a Hefzid, Ruban, so if it's just a Midas Chasidus anyway, according to Rosh Hashanah,
no, the Midas Chasidus Lamaisa is not the Basar V'yayin. The Midas Chasidus is not the Kriya.
Kriya is
Mikra Adin, but it's Midin Avelis. The Isser of Basar V'yayin is Midas Chasidus. We learned yesterday, it's Midin of the Gemara.
Right.
It's a Mikra Adin. The Isser of Basar V'yayin, the Kafta of the Chera, that says Midas Chasidus. Okay. Let's begin now the Sugya of Aninus. Now, Aninus on the level of the Yeraisa is not so shaykh bismanazeh, but we have to mention it. Let's mention it. The Pasuk says in Parsha Kisavo that an onen cannot eat Meiser Sheni. That's part of Vidui Meisers. When he comes forward and he says that he did, he makes a confession. The Pasuk says in Chumash, in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yedav, Parsha Kisavo, that lochalti ba'oini. Rashi says ala Torah there that an onen cannot eat Meiser Sheni. So that's a din d'oraisa. Okay? That's a din d'oraisa. Now, the Rambam claims in the Sefer HaMitzvos, even though it's not a classical lav that the Torah says, don't eat dam, that's a classical lav. The Rambam calls it a lav shlili. So since it's a lav shlili, which is like you're telling a story, the Rambam says that's still a legitimate lav. That's what the Rambam paskins halacha lamaisa. Even though it's a lav shlili, it's a legitimate lav, and therefore the Rambam writes your loka. Where does the Rambam say your loka? In Perek Gimel, halacha hey. Perek Gimel, halacha hey, he says, befeirish, I'm sorry, Perek Gimel, halacha hey, yes, that if a person eats Meiser Sheni ba'aninis in Yerushalayim, your loka minat Torah. It has to be in Yerushalayim. If you eat it outside, lamaisa, it's Makas Martis. But Loka Minat Torah, based on this din. Okay? Now, Kodshim also, in Onain also can't eat. We'll get to that, Lamaisa, as well. Let's mention, that's a story in Parsha Shmini. The Gemara writes in Zvachim, on Kufal from Aleph. The Gemara writes, you know, the whole story with Moshe and Aaron. You know, Moshe, after Nadav and Ahura were killed, Moshe tells Aaron and Elazar v'Yisamar, that normally an onen can't eat kachim, the Gemara writes. It's an isser, an irlaika. But he says, in this case, I want you to eat them. So Aaron eats two of them. He eats the sir nachshon and the sir, the chatas ameluyim. But he doesn't eat the sir rosh chodesh, and Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry at them. So Aaron says, what are you getting angry at me for? You mixed up the din. By kachim l'shah, that's where there was an exception to eat. By the sir nachshon and the sir meluyim. Chatas miluyim, but the sir rosh chodesh, which is ladiris, I'm not supposed to eat. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "You're right." And I eat the veinav. Not only was he admitting, he was happy. Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzaddik, onov. He was happy even that when he made it was moider. So you see from that whole story in Zvachim that it's an inserted kachim on a level of yiraisa as well. Al pi halachim. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos there, and the Rambam in the Shrushim says there is no concept of lav shlili. He says, Lamaisa, you wouldn't be like it. But Lamaisa will follow the Rambam. But you should know there's a Machlis, Rambam, Ramban, whether there's a lav shlili or not. Rambam has it, the Ramban doesn't have it. Now, when we talk about Aninus, we talk about Aninus on a level of Yeraisa, applies to the day of the death of a relative, the seven relatives, God forbid, and goes to the night afterwards, even the night of the Yom Kippur. That's real Aninus. Now that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Bar Eloi, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh, in Zvachim and Kufam at base. The story we mentioned is in Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph with Moshe Naron. On Kuf Amud Beis, Amud earlier, there's a machloikis tanant, Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yehuda Bar Leik, and Rabbin HaKadosh, that Aninus Belaila, after the Kfur, is at the Eraisa of the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's the Eraisa, Rabbin HaKadosh holds it's the Rabbanon. The pastors, as we hold like Rabbin HaKadosh, Rabbi Mechaver Avlo Mechaverav. Okay? So that's real Aninus, because when we're going to talk, practically Aninus, we always think about Aninus till the Leviathan. But on a level of Yeraisa, you got to know as Lamdonim that it applies even after the Yom Kippur, even to the Lyle afterwards. Machlekes Tanaim, whether it's the Yeraisa or the Rabbanon, the Pashas is we hold like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that it's considered to be Midr Rabbanon. In fact, the Rav Zatzal used to say that the practical type of Aninus we talk about is only the third parak of Brachas, Meis Mutal Lefanav. That's the phraseology. When you talk about Aninus, you talk it as a Lamdin, it means Aninus like in Kachim, which means the day and the Lila afterwards, okay? So there's a difference, that phraseology, that colloquial phrase we say about an Onen, really is based on the Lefanav and Brachas and Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, the beginning of the third parak. So, Lamaisa, Nafkamina would be, if a guy would eat Kachim Belila after the Kfura, would you be loka or not? A corner of beauty, yes. A corner of Vidakadosh, not. Very simple nafkamina. If you held it, would be a Aninus min haTorah. Another nafkamina that emerges from here is whether the Aninus is the Arise of the Rabbanon. So we've asked Maisha Shani for an Onedid. We've asked Kachim for an Onedid. Also, we should note Bikurim. The Mishnah writes in Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, that according to the Chachamim and Onin is Aser b'Bikurim. Reb Shimon says it's Mutter. It's a Machlekes Tanoim. Reb Shimon says that Bikurim is like Truma, and Onin can eat Truma, Lombaisim is a Kohen, but Al Pidin, Machlekes Tanoim, we pass on the Chachamim and Onin is Aser b'Bikurim, and the Rambam is also in Bikurim, in Perek Gimel Lachay, that if an Onin eats Bikurim, however, I want you to get this down, because there's no Pasuk, it's only Makas Mardis Midrabonim. Okay? It's only Makas Mardis Midrabonim. That if an onen, it's in Perak Gimel Halachavav, it's Bikurim in the Rambam. So it's not Malkus Minat Torah Bikurim, it's Malkus Mardis Mid Rabbanan. It's Aser, but Lamaisa, there's no Drasha Gemurah, therefore you're not looking Minat Torah. Okay? Also, another Nafkamina that emerges from here, as the Gemara writes in Psachim, on Tzadi Beis and Mibbeis, that an onen that loses a loved one Erev Pesach, he go to Mikveh, they bury, you know, he buries his loved one, V'eichol Pesach L'Erev. And he eats the Korban Pesach Be'erev. Why? Why does he eat the Korban Pesach Be'erev? So the Gemara says, because the et Laila is Aninus Midrabanan, lo emidu midivrayim b'makom karis. Lo emidu divrayim b'makom karis. Chum suspended what? Their din of Aninus Belaila being Midrabanan b'makom karis. That would be another nafkamina. Corner of beauty wouldn't allow you to eat it. Now I want to just note that. I want to just note that for a moment, Fran Schlita has in his sefer very beautifully. He just points out. I want you to get this. He points out that it's interesting. The Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach Berak Vav Alach Hates writes that an onin's roy lachol Pesach leerev, and he wonders that halacha lemaisa by other korbanos. The Rambam writes by an onin, it's no hurt. It's lo hurtza. B'diyevet, it's not good. The Rambam writes in the Chazbiyas HaMikdash, Perek Beis Halacha Yid Aleph, the Rambam writes that Halacha L'maizeh, B'diyevet, it's not hurtza. So what's the difference between Korban Pesach and other Korbanos? Korban Pesach, it's good, L'maizeh, whereas other Korbanos, it's not good. What's the difference? I mean, Aninus B'lailah's been the Rabbanon anyway. So basically, what he wants to say is that Taisim Sochem as a Lashon, Tosim Sochem has a beautiful lashon Sadi Tesim at Beis, where he writes in the middle of Tosim Nirmaskim Rav Chista that there's a fundamental difference between Korban Pesach and other Korbanos. Korban Pesach, the ikar is the eating, not the hakrava. So therefore, by the time you start eating it at night, it's only aninus to midr rabbanon. Whereas by the other Korbanos, the ikar is the hakrava. Memela. If you have that in mind, you confirm for the stira in the Rambam. It's not a stira, but the Pesach and the Rambam are clear. By other kavanas, the Ram says, b'diavad, if you did it, it's not hurtza. Because the akrava b'aninus doesn't work. By korban pesach, the ikar of the korban is the eating. So since the ikar of the korban pesach is the eating, the koveh, the korban, is not when you're makrave, the koveh is when you eat it. And therefore, when eating it b'laylah, the anus is only midrabanan. Memele tzurza. Tzurza means ritzu. It's good. Halacha l'maisa. Because the korban pesach lo bam iskulas alachilu. So that comes out a very beautiful one, beautiful teretz l'maisa. Now, I want to just mention, Zach, when I get to you, but let's just finish this nakuda. Why taka yaloika by kachim? Where's the mucker? We said the story with Moshe Aaron, but where's the mucker? By Maisha Sheni, we had it. So it could be the Gemara says, M'sachim chavdalim and alf, the Gemara has a kavachimer. The Gemara has a kavachimer, they're not allowed to eat madach, Maisha Sheni, not allowed to eat bituma, so they're not allowed to eat kachim bituma. So the Gemara has a similar kavachimer by kachim as well. Just like Maisha Sheni, you can't eat by ninis, so it's also kachim, you can't eat by ninis. So that's the mucker you like it. That's the mucker you like it? Daniel just asked me yesterday. Ain't masinim in that din? You can't be like it from an azorah. You asked me in the sukkah say. Ain't masinim in that din? So here a friend also has in the sefer, beautiful pshat based on the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah has a chiddush, and Nuchas Machos Asuris, the Mechasinuch is really the one who asked this kasha. How could it be that you like it? Ain't masinim in that din? So the Magid Mishnah, the Maisa has a chiddush that you can utilize on Kavachomer to give you Malkus if you would already know that it's Usr. Meaning, Ein Mazir Min Adin is that if you wouldn't know the whole din is Usr if it wasn't for the Kavachomer. So the Kavachomer can't create the Usr and give you also Malkus. But if you know anyway that it's Usr, then you can tag on, Lamaisa, you can piggyback the fact, oh, I didn't know it's Usr, so I'll be loka even through the Kavachomer. So how do we know that this would be Usr? So here the Smag writes, and the Mishnah Lamelech, the Smag is in Lavin Reis Samechei, and the Mishnah Lamelech both write, Lamaisa, that there's a din called Lamashcha. What's Lamashcha? It's Gemara Chul and Kuflam and Beis Menalf. The Pasuk says, Chumash Lamashcha. I forgot what it is. Parsis Kairach, I think. It says you're supposed to eat Matnes Kuna Lamashcha, Kederach Shem Malachim Ochum. Like Malachim eat it. They eat it with mustard. You know, they eat it with royalty. They eat it in a royal fashion. That's what you're supposed to eat kachur. So Taisus in Yuma Chafem Araf has a chiddush. Normally, Ein Yeshiva Ba Azara Lamachos Beis David Bilvat. Who are the only people allowed to sit in the Azara? Only if you're from David HaMelech's dynasty. But Taisus has a chiddush that the Kohanim can also eat in the Azara sitting because they did Lamashcha. So to eat Kachim in a manner of an Onen is a breach of Lamashcha. That's not royal. You're very sad about your loved one just lost. So therefore, I know it's usher to eat kachim baninis based on lamashcha. Since I know it's already usher, I can piggyback with the azar and make me like it. So that's the lumbus that we want to suggest regarding this. Yes, Zach, go ahead.
I was going to say, if the mace is not compared to the day of, so that's pushed off the next day, so are we still going to say that there's a machlokas if there's going to be aninis the night of?
No, it's only the day of death. It's only the day of misa. Day of misa is the araisa. Laila Lamaisa is going to be the role. Oh, you mean if he's not buried?
Right, he's not buried.
He's not buried Lamaisa that day. He's not buried that day. So I think that the pashas is that it's the lila after the kfura. So let me think. I think the pashas it's definitely yom misa. All right, we got to look into it. We got to look into that halacha Lamaisa. Let me look into that halacha Lamaisa. What that would be at a deraisa level. Okay. Because it does say La Lachar Kfur in the Gemara. Okay. All right, we'll look into that. It's a good kasha. Okay. Also, let's mention Lamaisa. We have by Aninis, Halacha Lamaisa, we have by Aninis, we learned in the Koil Seder this year, in the Koil, that someone is executed by Beis Din. There is no Avelis. We mentioned that in the first day last week, but there is Aninis. And the Yad Ramah says, because the aninus is in someone's heart, and the guy feels sad about it. Really gives two reasons, but it's in one's heart, it's not noticeable, plus the fact, Lamaisa, that it's an internal thing, no one will see it. So there is a difference between aninus and avelis, that even by someone who's a relative executed, one of the shit is thrown by base, and there will be aninus, and not what? And not the notion of avelis. However, someone who's an apikiris, who's porish mendarcha tzibor, the Brisa says in Maseches Makos, that not only is there no aninus, but there's no avelus. Not only is there no avelus, there's no aninus. Because why should you be sad? And the fellow went off the derech. Okay, it's not okay. What madrega? Maybe in this day and age, everyone's a tinnish nishba anyway. So halacha lamaisa, it's possible to suggest that it's possible to suggest that, you know, maybe it wouldn't apply. But I'm sorry, talking about in theory. Okay. Yeah, Moshe, go ahead.
Would there be a nidus? Doesn't the Shulchan talk about a case where you give it over to people?
Yeah, we're going to get it. We'll get to all.
We'll get to it.
It means on a that. We'll see. Maybe they're going along with the guy. First of all, maybe they're walking along with the guy. That could be an answer. Okay. Okay. So let's. So that's on a level d'oraisa of the din of what? That's a level d'oraisa of aninus. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishemesh Lomesh Shuchai L'Schabal Olav Kodem Kfura Oichel Bayis Acher Ein Lo Bayis Acher Ochel Beis Chavero Ein Beis Chavero Oichel L'Mechitzav Oichel Fil Mechitzav Shol Sadin Sagi Im Tarka Shulei Asadin Be'inim Shein Anito Beruach V'im Ein Lo Odover La'asos Mechitzav Machzer Ponav Oichel. If there's nothing to make a wall, Ben Kach Ben Kach Afilu Bir Achiris. And then we're going to get to it. Okay, so let's just mention that right off the bat. He had one of his seven krovim die. So the shaila is about eating. Halacha lemaisa, the shaila is about eating before the mace. Okay? So this is very interesting. Halacha lemaisa. The shach here in Sifkot and Gimel says, not only is it usher for the onain, but it's also usher for someone else to eat b'fnei the mace. Also on Shabbos it's usher. And the Tazir in Sifkat Nalev says it's only usher for the Onein, because he's Chayav Kfura. And on Shabbos, it's Mutter, because there's no Chiyav Kfura. So, according to the Taz, the Isra Achila is because he's Mechuyav in the Kfura. Whereas according to the Shach, the Isra's out's covered a mace. And if the Isra's out's covered a mace, it's not Bekfoto to eat in front of him. It has nothing to do with the Chiyav Kfura. And the Pesachei Teshuva says, Yesh Lahachmer Kedashach, that even someone else is usher before the mace, and on Shabbos it's usher as well. So this sets up for us what the Mechaber goes weiter and says, that an onein is putter in mitzvahs. And that's the phraseology of meso mutalafonov. So the truth of the matter is that why did the Chachamim place a p'tur of mitzvahs essay, and I stress mitzvahs essay, I don't know if we'll get to it today, is potter from mitzvahs essay, both the Raisa the Rabbanon, but Lavin, he didn't, no, can't eat ham, can't steal. Lavin, certainly there's no p'tur from. So what was the reason why? So if you look closely, there really are three reasons we want to present as to why there is a p'tur of mitzvahs. Rashi, in the beginning of the third parak of Brachas, Dibramasko Hussam, Dibramasko Misha Mesu, says like this. Says the Rashi. Rashi says, Misha Mesu Hule Potem Likos Kriyashman, Vishu Taru de Machshavis Kfuratso, who do me the Hussam, the Potem Mishum Tirda de Mitzvah. Rashi says the Ptur is because of what Tirda? You basically are emotionally upset, you lost a loved one, you can't get it together, so the Chamim exempted you from Mitzvah's essay. That's what Rashi says. Beferish compares it to the din of a chosan. We know Rashi says in Brachas Yudal from an alf maskal blechach b'derech. You're tar because you're thinking about Esek of Besulin. Who would din nami an onin as well? That's the din. Who would din nami an onin as well? So you see, according to Shittas Rashi, that the p'tur is what the p'tur is based on tirdin. This could also be seen halacha lemaisa. This could also be seen in the Shittas Arambam. The Rambam in Pirik Dalit in Hilchos Kriyashma says, Halacha Aleph, it's actually in the middle of Halacha Aleph, Misha Elibo Tarud, Venechbaz, Lidvar Mitzvah, Potter, Mikol, and Mitzvah, Mikriyashma. Thikach, Chosin, Shinas, Absula, Potter, Kriyashma, Shiyavo, Aleha, Fishain, Dato, Pnuya, Shema, Loyim, Sula, Absula. And in Halacha Gimel, what does he say? Misha Mes, Lomes, Vuchai, Lisabula, Potter, Kriyashma, Shikirenum, Nishain, Dato, Pnuya, Likros. The Rambam is mamish like Rashi, that the p'tur of mitzvahs when it comes to onayin is based on the p'tur tirda. And the Kesef Mishnah writes in the Rambam, halacha lemaisa, he says, she'ein atam kedei she'eponu lishtadol b'tzarka mitzvah, afilu she'esh lo mishtadol potter. Even if someone else is doing the burial, you're potter, because of the din of tirda. So that's the first reason in the Rishonim that emerges. Rashi and the Rambam say it's a p'tur based on tirda. However, the Rashba in the Tshuva, Schelek Gimel Simen Shin, writes not that way. He gives a different reason as to why there's a pteron in the mitzvahs. Batam bezeh, quoting the Rashba, the kol shemuto lov lekovra utzarich lisasik betzrocha v'tachrichov ubinyanim atzrichim lo ka'aron mechalim lekvurasov. The Rashba writes the pteronin is because of the din of osik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be kovra your loved one, the meila your potter from the mitzvah. Halacha l'maisa. And therefore the Rashba writes, that's the din of osik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. Similarly, Tosfos here in Brachos, Tosfos here in Brachos with Daf Yud Zayin and Beis writes Beferish. He quotes the Rabbeinu Tam in the beginning of that parak. Tosfos writes Beferish. Dir Maskol Veinu Mevarach the bottom Tosfos. They're running out of Yud Zayin and Beis the Yuchesam and Aleph. He quotes the Rabbeinu Tam that there was a story that the sister of Rabbeinu Tam died on Shabbos, Rachman Litzlan, and they told him on Motzoi Shabbos, who's in another city. And he said, well, the husband is mechuyev. My brother-in-law is mechuyev, he said, to bury her. And he continued to eat meat and drink wine. And at least the Lamaisa, the Rebbeinu Tam, it could very well be, at least the way the Rosh interprets it, is even if he was in the town himself, he would have been mekel. Because the husband was what? The husband was doing it. So that's mamish the sheet of the Rashba, that it's Isaac mitzvah, patur mitzvah. But if you're not being Isaac, then there's no patur mitzvahs. So that's the shita of the Rashba along with the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Could very well be, that this Ptur of Mitzvahs, can someone be Machmer? Later on in the Mechaber writes, Yeshom Afilim Yirtzu Lahachmer Alatzmo Lavarach Olanos Amein Achmerach Ein Rishai. You're not allowed to do it. Now, if you look in Rashi there in Brachos, Rashi says, what's the blatant diuk? Tosfos is medayik from him there. What? You're not mechuyev to, but if you want to, you can. And that's shitas Rambam as well. The Rambam in Perek Dalel Halacha Zayin says, kol mi shepoter min likros kriyas shma, im rotzel lachmer atzel likro koire. So both Rashi and the Rambam say, halacha lemaisa, that if you want to, you can. And I'll be svara if you hold like the what? If you hold it's an issue of tirda, like Rashi and the Rambam, if you want to be machmer, why not? What happens if you hold like the Rashba, that it's an issue of osik mitzvah patur mitzvah? If you want to, why not? Right. So according to both svaras so far we've seen, both mahalchim and rishonim, it's clear that if you want to be machmer, you can. And here we have the mechaber that says you can't. So whose sheet is that based on? So it's based on a third sheet. And the third sheet in the Rishonim is the sheet of Tosfos and the Rosh and Siman Aleph in the beginning of the third parak in the Rabbeinu Yoyin. And they all follow Yerushalmi. And there's a third mahalach as to why an onin's potter from mitzvahs. And the Yerushalmi writes at the beginning of Pirik Mishamei, so I'm quoting, Amar of Boon, Ksiv Laman Tiskoris Yom Seischa Meretz Yitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yomim Sha'at Osik Behen Bechayim, V'lo yomim shat osik behen b'meisim. It's a drasha gemura. It's a gzeres akasev. That when you're involved with a mace, you're potter from its assessor. It's a drasha. Not based on tirde. Not based on osik mitzvah potter from mitzvah. Based on a bezundra drasha. And the Yerushalmi adds on, Tini, im rotz l'hachmer l'atzo, ein shoyimin lo. Ein shoyimin lo. We don't listen to him if he wants to be machmer. And the Yerushalmi continues and says two reasons. One, because of kvodo shomeis, and number two is that no one's going to take care of what? No one's going to take care of the mace, lemais and bury him. And the Pnei Moshe says that if you're going to be doing mitzvah sese, that shows you are not interested in the kvodo of the mace. It shows it's not important to you. Okay? Shows it's not important to you. Or because if you're a tar, no one's going to be able to bury the person. So what we want to suggest is, and I want you to get this down clear, you got to go through it. There are three reasons. The third reason is really based on the drasha gemura, and the Yerushalmi adds on two reasons why it's also, and we're going to highlight that the third mahal is really kavod ames. It's really kavod ames. If you say like this, guys, that's the third mahalach, and we'll identify it, but I want you to know it clear. It's a drush of the third mahalach, and there are two reasons why it's considered to be usher. But if you go with what? If you go with the first of the two reasons, which is Kavod HaMeisid, even if someone's doing the Levaya, it's us. And it's based on the Drosha. Okay? The Drosha is that you're putter. You Shami Adonan that it's usser. So that's where the Mechaber is coming from. The Tosis and the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah are coming from this Yerushalmi, and that's why it's usser to be Machmer. Because it's a lack of Kavod HaMeis. It's a lack of Kavod HaMeis al Pidin. So since it's a lack of Kavod HaMeis, Lamaisa, it's a terrible thing, and therefore, al Pidin, it's usser for you to do it. Now, what's the getter of this? What's the getter of this? Says the Chochmas Adam in Klal Kufnin Gimel, it's vitam yesh koch biar chachom lakor dav min atar b'shev al tase. There is a machlek as a tanaim in Sari, daf Sari b'yavomis. We paskin like the tani yesh koch biar chachom lakor dav min atar b'shev al tase, not kum vese. Kum vese in Rosha, by Eliyahu Har Karma, by the Yisr Bomis, right? But we paskin shev al tase. So it's interesting, that's what the Chazon Ish writes in Urachayim, Simin Tevav, Sivkan Gimel, that this tour that the Chum said for an onev nitzis, and this only lasts until the Kfura, of course. That's why I call it Meso Mutal Lefanov. Once you bear him, it's not Mutal Lefanov. So the din is, Halach Lamaisa, is that it's based on Yesh Koch Bayar Chacham. So what we want to suggest now is Lamaisa. Once we assume, and that's the Pashtus, we don't accept Rashi and Rambam. We accept Taisus Rosh Rabbein Yonah like the Mechaber writes. Even though he writes it's a Yesh Omrim, that's the way we paskin, and no one is not allowed to do mitzvahs. What will be the din if he does do a mitzvah? Would he be Yitzhak? So Refrain Shlit in his Sefer and Simen Tet Vav and Wali Yisachar points out, Lamaisa, that plug it in. He wants to say that if you hold Lamaisa like Rashi, like the Rama Mitzvah Tirmid, or like the Rashba and the Rebbe Natam, that it's Os Mitzvah Padam Mitzvah, of course if you do it, you're Yitzhak. However, if you take the third Mahalach, which is that it's Yesh Koch B'Acham Nakra Dov Min HaTorah, what would you say? Would you be Yotze? So here, Lamais, we have in the Sefer, by Yosef David, I wrote a Sefer for my father-in-law's 10th Yortze. In his memory, we have a whole discussion about that. When the Rabbanan tell you how to fulfill a Mitzvah Min HaTorah, and you don't listen, are you Yotze Min HaTorah or not? Or does the whole thing blow up? There are many, many Mekairos that seem to indicate that the whole thing blows up. The Rush writes in Arvei Pesach, if you eat matzah without a seba, you're not yetzi even in a Torah. What do you mean? A seba is the Rabbanan. But once the Rabbanan tell you how to do something, you don't listen, the whole thing blows up, based on the mucker lo tosser. Taisus in Sukkah, Gimel Manav says, you're not allowed to sit in a Sukkah if your table goes into your house. Because it's a gzera, shemi yim shechach ha-shulchanah. So Tosfos says in Gimel Manav and Sukkah, now yotzei even min ha-Torah. How could that be? Because of Lotasar. Lotasar doesn't just mean the Chum can create a holiday of Chanukah, which is the Gemara and Shabbos of Gimel Manav, right? Hechen Sivana. But they can also tell you how to do a pre-existing mitzvah min ha-Torah. And if you don't listen, you're not yotzei even min ha-Torah at all. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Brachas, if you say Kriya Shema, according to Chumim, after 12 o'clock, you're not Yotze. What do you mean? It's only a Siag. The whole thing blows up. Now, not all Shittas in Rishonim hold like this. The Lashon, the Mishnah in Sukkah, by the Sukkah, by the table going into the house, what was the Lashon in the Mishnah? Lo Kiyanta Mitzvah Miyomov. So the Rana in that Mishnah says Ki Tikkun Shochacham. The Rana makes a split and says you're Yotze Minatari, not Yotze Midrabonim. There are many Mekairos, many Mekairos. The Chuvis Vayivarach David says, how do you sing Sur Mishalo, Shabbos lunch? It has all the components of benching. Once you sing it, you're Yotze benching. He says, no, but the Chamur Koveh, how to do the Mitzvah benching. And therefore, that's Ma'akev even in a Torah. You know, the Kasha, how does a husband come home and motzi his wife in Kiddush? You're a Yotze by Ma'ariv. What's the Teretz? This is one of the Terutzim. Even though Minat Torah Kiddush is Midvarim, but Midrabbanan, you're supposed to drink the cup, hold the cup, do it Besuda, so you don't follow the rabbinic directives, you're not Yotze Minat Torah. So when you come home, you're equally Mechuyev as your wife. Many, many Mekairos for it. Many Mekairos for it. We have it in the safe if you want to look about this whole shtickle, but this is this Nakuda that he's discussing here If you hold like this third mahalach by einin, and you do the mitzvah, are you yitzer not, or did the whole thing blow up? So he points out here, interesting, just points out here, that the Magen Avraham Menuchas Megillah, Siman Tufrei Sadi Vav, Sif Katan Tet Zayin, points out, Halacha L'maisa, that an onein, if he would read the Megillah, would not be yotzei. After the Levaya, he has to reread the Megillah a second time. Again, it's in Siman Tufrei Sadi Vav, Sif Katan Tet Zayin. And he points out the Chasam Sofer, Chelik Vav, Siman Lamentes. Unbelievable, he says, that if the father did a milah for his son before the Levaya, I mean, one of his loved ones died, seven loved ones, he would not be yotzei milah. Unbelievable. The truth is, this might be rooted in the Rishonim, Poshim Shat, if we'll get to Lamaisa, I don't know if we'll get to it today, about Havdalah. Could very well be the Marami Rutenberg that the Rush quotes about Havdalah, Halacha Lamaisa, says even if you heard the Havdalah when you're known and you weren't yotzei at all. So the Marami Rutenberg seems to be the mocker and Rishonim for that opinion. But the Panim Iris in Chelik Bey, Simon Kufnun, if you get it down, he basically says that you would be yotzei. He basically says you would be yotzei al pidin. There's a Cheshek Shlomo, Megillah Hamanaf, we have, if you read the Megillah on Shabbos, that you're not yotzei. Pashup Shadakar and Moshe Shonim reading the Megillah is the Rabbanim. Hey Mamru, hey Mamru. So that everyone's going to be you're not yotzei. The question we're talking about is the Mitzvah of Torah. Do you say the whole thing blows up? L'chura Megillah reading, hey Mamru, hey Mamru. But I want to just note to you, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Jerush V'chidish Simen Ches, holds like that Ron. He says, if you blow the shofar on Shabbos, he says, you're only yotzei. If you blow the shofar on Shabbos, you are yotzei, the mitzvah of shofar, you just broke the gzera, the Rabbanu Shem Yavarenu. So Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't go with that mahalach. So not all the sheep go with this mahalach. But I wanted to bring this out. It's very interesting. Halacha L'maisa, how you're going to view this, okay? How are you going to view this din? That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger holds. Al pi din. Okay. So we have three mahalchim in the Rishonim L'maisa, as to the Ptur Onei. And this makes a lot of sense regarding the following. The Mechaber writes towards the end of the Sif, if you need to be machshich ala tchum, bless you, if you need to be machshich ala tchum in order to go to Sarchei Meitz, normally there's no din aninus on Shabbos at all. We'll get to those details. There's no aninus on Shabbos because you can't do the kfura. However, Lamaisa, however, if you need to get to the end of the tchum so you can go right away, you know, go 1999, so at the end of Shabbos, so the Mechaber says aninus goes up. You're asur bekulon and all the things of aninus, basur v'yayin, halach Lamaisa, and the Mechaber writes, based on the Gemara in Be'ah Davavam and Aleph, that if you're going to bury your loved one in Yantav Rishon through Goyim, which is Mutter, or in Yantav Sheni, you can bury yourself, special Kula. If you're going to do all those things, then you're involved in the Kfura, so therefore, Halach L'maisa, Paka Dini, the Dini Maninus would be Chal, Paka the Dini of Shabbos, meaning Miskaber, Halach L'maisa, and therefore, so that really shows Al Pidin very strongly that how much connected it is with kfura, okay? The din of aninus. To the degree what we want to bring out is if you're going to be mashach ala tchum, then you start doing all those aninus. And if you're going to be involved in the kfura, then you don't say there's a din aninus. So we had three svaras. We had either because of tirdo or because of osik b'mitzvah or because of the din of kavan ameis. So the bottom line is that if you are engaging on Shabbos, you can't do any kfura. So obviously there's no din aninus. But if you start creeping in and start doing those things, like on Shabbos you're machshich ala tchum, or on Yom Tov Rishon you start doing it through a goy, or on Yom Tov Sheni you start doing it yourself, then obviously din aninus will kick back in. Al pi din. So that, there's no doubt that is what that it is a one of the major reasons obviously is the kfura. And if you are engaging the kfura, the din aninus will kick back in even on Shabbos and even on Yom Tov al pi din. Now I want to take this Viter. Now, and you brought this up earlier, Moshe, okay? What is the din, okay, when we talk about Yushalmi has, it's actually in Chav Bezim and Alf and Yushalmi in Brachas, Chav Bezim and Beis, the two reasons are Chav Bezim and Alf and Yushalmi, And now this Gemara stuff based on base. And the Taisus quotes it here on Yuchesim base. There's a concept called Nimsulik Sofen. Nimsulik Sofen is when you give it over to the Rabbin to do the Kfura, the Din Aninus ends. You give it over to the Rabbin, actually there are two Din, Nimsul Rabbin, Nimsulik Sofen. Once you do that, the Aninus ends. And Sofen is basically is the Chevra Kadisha. So the Mechaber writes here in Siv Gimel, okay? The Mechaber writes in Siv Gimel that once the minig is you give it over, al pidin, right? Malkum shenogin shak sofim yuchadim hotzi ames lachshin sasu akrovim mitzarach akfura yimsu lehem hem yikru mishimsu lehem mutarim akrovim basav yari filu kodim shiutziu me'abai sheshuv ein mutal lehem. So it says beferish in the Mechaber, this Yushalmi, nimsu leksofim, anina sens, al pidin. So there is a very, very fundamental machloikis, okay? Very fundamental machloikis how to be maz with this. I just want to point out though, how do you plug in nimsulik sofen with the reasons? In other words, seems like nimsulik sofen plugs only in with what? With the mitzvah of being osik b'kfura, because I'm not being osik b'kfura anymore. So it makes sense that you should have, but if you hold kavod ames, and if you hold tirda, it's much harder. That's one point. We have one nikud I want to say. Okay? To square the two yushams. Number two is, if you want to square it all together, you could just say, well, listen, when you give it over to Chevra Kadisha, you know, it's not an impingement of Kavod Ames. What more can you do? You did everything you could. You gave over your loved one to the Chevra Kadisha. And plus the fact you shouldn't be emotionally torrid. You should be able to get it together. You should be more equipped. Maybe that's what you could say. But just to square the two Yushamis together. But the Chachmas Adam in Klau Kuf Nun Gimel, Os Gimel, points out that he believes that once you do this and give it over to Chevra Kadisha, you're done. Aninus is done and you should be chayv in all mitzvahs. And in the Chachmas Adam, there's a section in the Sefer called the Matzevis Moishin. Okay? He writes in Simon Gimel, okay? He writes in Simon Gimel, in Tof Shin, he writes in Simon Gimel that his own personal experience was when his loved one died, they gave her the Chevra Kadisha, and he himself did mitzvahs, al pi din. So we know nowadays the Chevra Kadisha takes care of everything, but our minig is not that way. Our minig is not that way. So it could very well be that it's based on the note of Yehuda. The note of Yehuda in Simon Reishadal from Adurah Tinan, and Pesachei Tshuva quotes it right here in Sifkan Chaf Aleph. He points out that if you go along with the mace, then we assume that Ninus continues till the actual Kfurim, which is Stimus HaGolah. And that's what the Gesher HaChaim writes in Amud Kufayin Beis, Os Chaf Aleph. That's what we do. If you go along with the person, Halach Lamaisa, then we assume the aninus continues. But he says, ulam ha'onanim, if you're going with the ksofim, you can be machman yourself akim amitzis, because in reality, it's nimsul ksofim, so we don't really do that. They're really in charge, so he says, really, you can be chayv mitzis. But we assume that if you're going ahead along with it, and nagos mamonios and ilas avel, perak gimel halacha hey actually writes this beferish. Sorry, perak dalid and ilas avel osvav. Perak Dalet Osvav, he actually says, when you give over the mace to a wagon or a boat, he says, does Aninus end? Does Aninus end or not? Because he says, you're going, what happens if you go with? So the note of Yehuda writes, well, if you go with, so then Aninus doesn't end. The Ksav Sofer says you weren't going with. The Ksav Sofer says you just gave the mace over to a wagon or a boat. So is that called Nimsulik Sofer? He interprets it differently than the note of Yehuda. The note of Yehuda says you're going with it. So if you're going with the Aninus, doesn't end. Now, I want you to note that the note of Yehuda. So Machlish Rashi tells us what's Stimus HaGolah. Rashi writes when you put the mace in the Arum, you close the coffin. Rabbeinu Tam says Stimus HaGolah is when he actually buried the person. We make our din hold like Rabbeinu Tam. We'll point out an instance, though, that if it's going to be prolonged Aninus, the note of Yehuda has a line. If you've closed the coffin, then you can assume Aninus end because you can rely on Rashi. Usually, when you're doing all the things with the Chevra Kadisha, the coffin's been closed. And we still go Aninus all the way to the end. So, what I want to bring out is, I think the Ikar reason is Kavod Ames. At least, not the Ikar reason, but we hold that L'chumra. And that goes well with what we said there, we don't allow anyone to be Machmer. Okay? Because the reason really is Kavanah Meis. There are different Gedolim that hold that when you fly back from Eretz Yisrael, fly to Eretz Yisrael, you're not being lost in the Meis, you can learn, you can daven. One of my Rebbeim, the big Rosh Yeshiva's older brother, is also a big Rosh Yeshiva, learned when he came for his mom's Levaya on the plane because he wasn't being lost in the Meis. And they say for Ramosha in the Sefer Yesodei Smachs, Rafelder, that's our Sefer, beautiful Sefer, Anuchas Avelis, that Ramosha held that it's Usser, Babasser, V'yayin, and maybe you shouldn't put on tefillin. Lamaish, you have the chumers, but you should do other mitzvahs. And that's even if you're going with the mace, because the mace is on the bottom of the plane, you're not really osik with the mace. But generally, we don't assume like that, because what we want to suggest is the ikr is the cover to base reason, and that's why we really don't do it until the actual burial steam is a goal. Even if it's prolonged, Lamaisa, even if it's prolonged, even though it's not so posh, we're not comfortable with it. But that's the din Lamaisa that I want to bring out here. Okay? Now this can really be seen, Lamaisa, this can really be seen in that story. How do we interpret that Rabbeinu Tam with his sister? So the Rosh, Lamaisa, said that even if he was in the same town, Halacha Lamaisa. And he quotes the Rabbeinu Nisanel, says this whole story. He says that basically the way they want to interpret the Rabbeinu Nisanel is that the only guy that's ever going to be an Onan is a husband. All the other relatives or the sons will only be. But anyone who's not being Osik in it, he quotes Rabbeinu Nisanel, Hayomer Efshel Yashvel, Hayim Daitel Akshik HaLatum. Anyone who's involved in it, but if you're not involved with it, you're basically chiseling down. But that's how the Russia's expansion of Rabbeinu Tam is that. That really what? Really, if you're not Isaac in it, you're going to completely what? Completely be potter. Kind of like ignores the Svar of Kavanah Meis, the Russia's version of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Shach here quotes the Bach that says not that way, and says that no, it's only when you're in that city, Halach Lamaisa. If you're in the Ir Acheris, Lomaisa, then, you know, the Bach has a strict interpretation of the Rabbeinu Tam. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says Ir Achiris. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is if you're in Ir Achiris. If you're in Ir Achiris, Mashal like the Mechaber held like the Sheet of the Rosh. So he held it as expanded version. So it could very well be, Halacha Lomaisa, that, what is the Geter Adin of the Ptur here? Now, is it the Kavanah Meis or is it not the Kavanah Meis? Is it Osik or not? So, the Rabbeinu Tam, if you're going to take that version of Osik, if I'm not Osik, then there's no Aninus. Then you're going to eat meat. You're going to drink wine. So that's the Rush's expanded version of the Rabbeinu Tam. That, you know what, Lamaisa, that you're not Osik, that's it. Halacha Lamaisa. But there might be a different shot in the Rabbeinu Tam. So I'm saying, does Aninus apply if you're in the Ir Achiris? So the way the Mechaber says it, yes, it does. It does apply in an Ir Achiris. Does apply, Halacha Lamaisa. So that's the question, to what degree are you gonna view this? And like I said, our general practice is Al Pi Din, that we are going to what assume Kavanah Meis, and it would apply in a different city. It would apply maybe if you're not even what? Going to the Lo'ayin, Lamaisa. Seems to be that would be the Sfar, but it hinges upon how are you gonna interpret this Rabbeinu Tam. But that's the Lashon of the Mechaber, and the Shach and Sifkat and Hay, Lamaisa, seems to have, has a, says not to. You see the Lashon of the Mechaber in Sifay? It says, Vafilu hu be'er acheres. There it is. Vafilu hu be'er acheres. The Shach points out, like, even if someone else is osik in it, there's still a din on it. That's like the Rosh. That's what we said. Scholik on the Rabbeinu Tam. That's why I say it's an expanded version. And the Bach passes the Rabbeinu Tam straight up. The Krovim of the city have no din on it. But the way the Mechaber says is like the Rush. So we're building up a shtickle mahalach here in the Mechaber. Mechaber, even though he quotes the Yeshomer, but that's our minute. We don't allow people in the Mechaber. Why not? It's Kavanah Meis. Even Ir Achiris, we're saying. And what was the other Nakuda we said fit in well? There was another Nakuda that fit in well with the Mechaber, right? What was the other sheet that we said? There was a third Nakuda we said that the Mechaber fits in well. What'd you say? I thought we mentioned another Nakuda. You can't be Machmir number two in the Afil Ir Achiris. Okay, I thought we mentioned another Nakuda. But that's when the Mechaber seems to have this version of Kavanah Meis. Can't be Machmir. I'll peep in. So I want to just get to, let's just get to, because it could there's a big Machloikis here. Let's mention it now, okay? There's a big Machloikis here, and the Sefer Yesodei Halacha has a beautiful Hesber for this that I think fits in quite well with what we discussed. The Pisrei Tshuva in Sifkan Chav Beis discusses a machlokes in the note of Yehuda and the Yad Eliyahu, where you're going to have a delay of the kfura for a certain amount of days. It's going to take, let's say, 48 hours. Is there aninus during that time? You know there's no way within the 48 hours you can have a kfura. So the note of Yehuda says the aninus is chal, no matter what. Api halacha. And the Yad Eliyahu says the aninus is not chal. So he wants to say, Lamaisa, it might depend on what the svar is of you know, what's going on here with Gabi Aninus. So it's possible to say, he wants to say, Alpidin, that in this particular amount of time, it's shaykh to do the achanas for the kfura, so it's shaykh to have Aninus start. So the Nodabut is really saying it's a hisaskus bekfura. So in those 40 hours, you can get ready. So therefore, Aninus is chal. According to the shita of the according to the shita Yad Eliyahu, no, he wants to say it's based on tirda. So he wants to say in those 48 hours you won't be tarred. Okay, I don't know. I guess you could question that or not. But he wants to say that lumdus, that you know there's nothing to worry about. It's not going to happen in 48 hours. He says there should be no aninus. You should be chayv mitzvahs. Again, the Pisrei Tshuva says we hold like the note of Yud al pidin regarding this. Okay. So Lamaisa, that's the discussion you have there. Also, I want to mention in that machlokes we had earlier with the note of Yehuda and the Chachmas Adam, he also points out that the lumdus is according to the note of Yehuda, when you're doing mesilah k'safim, it's not mafkir the din onen. It's not mafkir the din onen Lamaisa when you're going with halacha Lamaisa. My only point is that he points out in the note of Yehuda, Avav Amakusha Krogan Hochim Mo Bishas Furo Lo Mahani Mesira. They're going with, it's fine. Kemish Gam Holosham Ramutal of the Kolom. The Chachmaranim says, the Dinon is Nifka Lachalutin when you give it to the Chever Kedisha. Even if you're going with, that's his Lashon. Gemara says in Moikon, Sheshokhan Ames Labidin Acheris, it's Pakim Dinone. So again, as I said, we go like the note of Yehuda Al Pidin. I'm just saying the note of Yehuda seemed to throw in that line that we close the coffin. We would say it even if you don't close the coffin. Even if you don't hold the coffin, Allah Lamaisa, we assume, Lamaisa, you're still an onen all the way. So I'm just saying the note of Yehuda, I want you to note that in your notes. The note of Yehuda points out Rashi. That's Shitas Rashi. It's star of Shitas Rashi. We hold, let's say the coffin never was closed. Usually it is closed. But let's say it never was closed. We're still going to be an onen until what? Until Rahman al-San, until the Kfur. But in the Lomdus Note of Beauty, he mentions that Nekuri Kimitzar Shidus Rasha. We do it even if you didn't close the coffin. Okay? We do it even if you didn't close the coffin, I'll peek in. Okay. Very good. So that's the din, Halacha Lamaisa, of, and the Note of Yehuda points out, Basu V'yan Lavdaf Yehudin Shechai B'Shar Mitzvahs. That's what Rabbi Kivega writes in Shulchan Aruch and Ziv Gimel. When it says what you give an insulik sofim, you can, it says your mutter b'karov v'yayin. Rabbi Kivega writes here also all mitzvahs. Says it right here. Basuvan mechuyev mitzvahs. Rabbi Kivega right here quotes that madura tinyan and Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the din they have of what of insulik sofim. So that's the shtickle we have this mahalak. Yes.
Just a clarification.
Yeah, go ahead.
If we said the machaber is all about kavod beis, so then why would it matter if we give insulik sofim?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's all. It's not all about that. That's why that was the nekuda I said before, because obviously it's connected with kvura, because v'remach shechal tchum, so that, you know, that goes out the window and Aninus kicks back in, and Anyantiv it also kicks back. It's not solely kavod ames, but it plays a major, major role. Whereas there are some poskim that will say no, it's an ancillary reason. Okay, so I'm glad you point out it's not solely kavod ames. It's kavod ames up there with kvura up there. There's a ik or two reasons. Yes.
Also, if we said the Oni is going along with, even if he considered he's going along with, and he still has Aninus, if only some Oninim go and some are staying back, are the people who are staying back still Oninim, or there wasn't that way to start?
Yeah, we generally assume they're all going to, because you also have Kavod Ames. Okay. They still have Kavod Ames. Yeah. Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, let's get to back in Sif Aleph. You're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine, and you're not allowed to say the bracha of amotzi. Not allowed to say amotzi? What's going on here? The Gemara says in the beginning of brachas, not the beginning of brachas, beginning of the sixth brick of brachas, right? The Gemara says in Lamed Hey Man Aleph, why do we say brachas nenin? Asu la'adam la'ano palomo azeb lo bracha. It's me'ila. Mom is trespassing. It's an isser to eat food and drink something without a bracha. It's gezel, mamish. The Gemara says it's a svar. Pnei Yeshua, in fact, says Birkas Nenin is a din diraisa. So we have a discussion a little bit in the Sefer. Also, a different simon. It's a big chiddush to say that Pnei Yeshua, that Birkas Nenin is diraisa. Only two brachas we generally assume are diraisa is Birkas Amazik Dei Svia and also Birkas Atayr. Okay, but you should know that Pnei Yeshua. It's a collector's item. That's what he writes. Okay. But we have this concept of Elim Gezel. So we presented that an Onan is Pater from Mitzvah's essay. But it's not Pater from Yisurin. How can you tell me you don't say I'm Motzei Lechem in Aretz? And to highlight it, I want to just highlight it. The Pesukei Teshuva here quotes the Chmuda Daniel. You know, when the Onan sits down to have a sandwich, you know, he has to wash his hands. He doesn't say a bracha of Al Nitzis Tam. He has to wash his hands, because why do you wash your hands? It's a Gzer of Srach Trumu. You know, there are two reasons why we do Nitzis Tam. There are two reasons. One for Nikias. Number two is that the Kohanim, every time they ate the Truma, they had to wash their hands. It couldn't be Matam and Truma. So we made a low plug. Anyone who eats bread, Israel, the Levim, and Kohanim, even as well as a, they have to wash their hands. So if it's a Gzera, it's under the rubric of Lavin. And therefore you have to do the mice in Nitzis Tam. So you see that an Onan has to do mitzvahs. In fact, the Gilyan Marashah, the Prechadish says, if he's the 10th man in the minion, you could count him. But the Gilyan Marashah in our Simon says he's not Mitztaref Lamin. Okay. But the Prechadish says you're the 10th man, B'shas Atak, you can what? You can Mitztaref him. So what we want to bring out is, what's going on here with the Onan? An Onan can eat without a bracha? That's a psak. We don't let him be Machmer. So how could this be? So, firstly, we want to point out here, okay, that there is a Rishon that says that even though this is all from the Brice, it says Veinim Avarach, it says Veinim Avarach, Birkas Motzi. So what does it mean? So the Rash in Demai, Taka says that he's not allowed to be Motzi other people, and other people are not allowed to be Motzi him. But individually he's got to say his own bracha. So according to the Rash, the whole Kasha doesn't start. According to the Rash, the whole kasha doesn't start, okay? Because the Rash holds. You do say a bracha. Where's the Rash? In the first parak of the Nine Mishnah Dalit. Dibra Maska Umezamnin Malof. It's enough in a Rash. In the Mishnahs. So you hold like the Rash, kasha doesn't start. But we don't hold like the Rash. We hold like Rashi. We hold like Rashi, Alach HaMaisen. Okay? And we hold like the Rash and the Meiri. That say bepecha that you cannot, you don't say a bracha. See the stechemed in Ostet Vav in Marechas Aninis does point out that there are shitas that say lamaisa that he could say what? He could say a bracha. Okay? And that this sheet is backed up by the Rash. So if you say like the stechemed in the Rash, you're fine. But if you don't say like that, what's up, shot? So the lumdus is like this. This is what I heard from Rizal Nechemia Goldberg, the great Gon, and Ramesha Hirschler, the great Gon, Zatzal. The lumdus is like this. And the Amik Bracha says the same thing. The chiyuv to say a bracha on food and drink sets up the Isser Me'ila and Gezel. The Isser Gzela and Me'ila are noveya from the chiyuv to say a bracha. The mitzvah in the rabbanon to say a bracha. Memelus, it's an onin, is part of mitzvah. Memelus, there's no iser. Memelus, there's no problem for the onin eating and drinking without a bracha. It's two sides of the same coin. Now, I want to just note to you, it's against the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha in Simin, Samach Beis, as a shiloh, a guy's in the Beis HaMirchatz, he wants to drink water. Now, you can't say a bracha of shakal in the Beis HaMirchatz, not right. So the Mishnah Berurah clears the shiloh. He says, if it's a mitzvah, onis chon apatre, drink without a bracha. He says, if it's an iser, this is omid bin komo. You weren't matarit, so you can't drink it. So you see, the Bir Halacha held that it's two different stodim. We're presenting that iser is noveya from the mitzvah. The meila, that's why, al pi din, halacha lamaisa, the onen does not say a bracha before eating drinks. Okay? Now, There are a few Mar Makaymas I want to just note to you very quickly that are rayas for this, halacha lamaisa, and that is that there's a machloikus between the Taisus and the Rif on Taisus and Brachas Yubayz and Manalof, Do you say Sofek Brachos Lahakel by Birkas Nenin? Do you say Sofek Brachos Lahakel by Birkas Nenin? If it's a matter, then you're risking meal and gesel. Of course you shouldn't. You should have to say a new bracha. But if you hold the Issus Noveh from the mitzvah, then it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan. It's Sofek Rabbanan Lakula. What's our general psak? Of course we say Sofek Rabbanan Lakula, even by Birkas Nenin. But Rabbi Kivagrin Yudbezim and often in Brachas, in the Gilyan Ashas, quotes a Marsha that says we don't say Sofek Brachos Lahakel by Birkas Nenin. That's a tremendous chiddush. But Lamaisa, this goes well, Lamaisa, with what we were suggesting, Lamaisa. So that's the chiddush that I want to bring out. Refrain discusses this in Simon Yates. All the Yisachar points out that this is Machlej Yishonim. And Lamaisa, this is how we're for emphoring the Issus Noveh from the mitzvah, known as Pater from mitzvahs. So therefore, Alpidin, he doesn't what? He doesn't say Abracha. Okay? So again, so we're assuming Alpi Alacha. You know, it's an interesting thing. Let's just mention it with the Rav. The Rav Zatzal said by an Oinein. What's it then by an Oinein if you're during Sfira? So the Rav has this whole Shtikl Torah by Sfira that as long as you're counting, you should count without a bracha. So that keeps the continuity going, even though you had no Kiyam Mitzvah in that time when you were an Oinein. Interesting din, that's what he writes.
Doesn't the Pesachitur
What'd you say?
Doesn't the Pesachitur bring that down also?
Could be, I don't remember, Ellie. Could be, yeah? He says that as well, okay, good. But that fits well, halacha l'maisa. That fits well, because if you say that, if you're counting, the Rav says as long as you have a continuity. Which Sifkot does he say it? Okay, you find...
Vav.
Okay, good. But that's what the Rav said. As long as you count, you have no kiyam mitzvah, you have a continuity. So you can count. Okay, so this is what we're assuming al pi din, okay? That it's considered to be what? That it's considered to be, bearing and covet ames together. And that's how you have what? That's how you have this din. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, let's get to a few, let's get to the following now. Okay, we paskin, like I said, we paskin Lamaisa, like we said, by what do you do by that 48 hours? Is there aninus or not? The poshup shad of the Pisrei Tshuva is that we hold like the din of the Yade of the Note of Yehuda, that there is aninus. But I want to point out that Gesher HaChaim writes, the halacha is like the Divri Yad Eliyahu. So during that time, you would not have aninus. So I think the minig is not that way. I think the minig is al pi din, that we do what? We do have aninus al pi din. Okay? All right. Now let's get to the din of what? Of Onein on Shabbos and the Moadim. Okay? The Gemara says in that same Sugyan Brachas Adaf Yudchesim et Aleph that on Shabbos your Ochel Basar, the Shos Yayin, the Chayav HaKol HaMitzvah Amuris B'Toyer. The question is an Onim even Mutu B'Tasha Shemitah on Shabbos? So, Machlek Zer Shim Gamil in the Tanakama. Tanakama says your Asar, Shim Gamil says your Mutter. And according to Shim Gamil, maybe you're even Mechuyah, but we don't Paskin like that. We Paskin that Onin is Asar, like the Chachamim, like the Tanakama, because of Dover Shabbatzina. And that's what the Mechaber writes. He says, everything Lamaisa on Shabbos is Mutter Chutz Mitasha Shemitah. Okay? Chutz mitasha shamita. So we paskin onin is there's no aninus on Shabbos except for what? Except for tasha shamita. Now we said that if you're mashich al atchum lamaisa, we said halacha lamaisa that the aninus kicks back in, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskin. Now what do we do about the din of Havdalah? What do you do about the din of Havdalah? Halacha lamaisa. So. And on his potter and davening, Myriv's potter and Avdallah, until you bury the mace tomorrow morning. After you bury the mace, you daven shachris, if you bury him in the morning, he's potter from Myriv because he never was mechuyiv in Myriv. Now what do we do with the chiyuv Avdallah? After what? After the kfur. So the Torah points out that this is a machlokes between the Marami Rutenberg and the Rosh, Al Pidin. By Avdallah, Lamaisa, what's the story? Okay? What's the story by Havdalah? So, the Ma'arami Rutenberg claims that when Havdalah kicked in, Halacha L'maisa, what was the Psak? The Psak was Yemuchuyiv and Havdalah after Furis Ameis because it's Tuesday. The Chiyuv Havdalah goes all the way to Tuesday. So even if you bury this loved one on Sunday or Monday after the Kvura, it'll kick in. And according to the Rosh, you're Potter. Because at the time that the Chiyuv came in, you were a potter. So Lamaisa, You don't have to do it. So it's a machlokes the Maharam Rutenberg and the Rosh. So the Taz points out here in Sifkot and Vav, the Taz points out here in Sifkot and Vav, that this is a stir in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? This is a stir in Eschatoya Nimaska Yom. I forgot to do Avdolah. My father passed away before Shabbos. We buried him in Eretz Yisrael. And by the time we buried him in Eretz Yisrael, it was Tuesday. Right afterwards, I should have said Avdolah. By the time we got there, it's Yisrael, and I forgot to say Avdolah. So, we're mechuyven Avdolah. But, so Machlokes my Rami Rutenberg in the Rosh, and the Taz asks the steer in the Mechaber. Why? In Simon Shin Sad Evolve, if a cotton becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Shiva, he's potter from Avelis. Because when it kicked in, originally, he was potter. By Avdolah, the Mechaber paskins that he's what? That he's chayiv. So, Lomaisa, what do we do? And the Bach, the Taz quotes the Bach in Shin Sar Yivov, Sifkot and Beis, that we pass on the Maram in all the situations. That when the Kot becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Shiv, he's chayv from the time he becomes a Gadol, we go Basar Hashda. Okay, but that's not the Mechaber. So it's a steer in the Mechaber. So the Taz says not a steer. What's the answer the Taz says? The Taz says by a cotton that becomes Bar Mitzvah, since Lamaisa, when he became Bar Mitzvah, Lamaisa, since at the time of the Levaya, the Stimus Agola kicked in, he was a cotton, so he's potter even when he becomes a Gadol. Because the initial Chi of a Shiva, when he was a cotton, that remains potter. But by Avdolah, it spans till Tuesday, like we said. So even though you're a potter at the time of Saturday night, but now that the burial is done before Tuesday being up, you're Mechuyiv. So he says, that's what the Taz says, Alpidin, that's where we paskin. You're Mechuyiv in Avdolah, Alpidin. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of people make this mistake, and they say, "Oh, if you didn't say Avdolah, you're Mechal Shabbos Chas V'Shalom." I said Avdolah. You say Avdolah B'Peh. I forgot to say Avdolah B'Peh too. Are you Mechal Shabbos Chas V'Shalom? There's a mitzvah to say Avdolah. The Rambam says D'Raisa, Zocher in the front end, and Zocher in the back end. Kiddush and Avdolah. Rambam's Avdolah D'Raisa. Other Rishonim says the Rabbanon. If you didn't say Avdolah, Shabbos does go to 2 o'clock in the morning in America, right? Shabbos ends. But there's a mitzvah to do Avdolah. You're mevatel the mitzvah. So that's what the Taz's psak is, al pi din, halacha lamaisa. So the Taz says there, in Sifkot beforehand, that he says, the pturim from tashlum and betfila after kfura is only by what? Is only by an onen. The ptur from tashlum and betfila, lachar kfura, is only by an onen. Okay, so let's say the following, let's say the kfura, the levaya was at 12 o'clock, so he couldn't daven chakras. Is he mechuyiv to daven mincha twice? Of course not. He wasn't mechuyiv in chakras. But there's a famous machloikis I want you to get in this Taz and Sifkot and Hay. Machloikis between the Taz and the Drisha. The Drisha right here. Drisha in the bottom of the tour. If someone's osik bitzarki tzibor, let's say an emergency room doctor, let's say, he's called out and he couldn't daven chakras. The whole morning from 5 a.m. to he saves a guy's life, but it comes now mincha. Does he daven mincha twice or not? So the Taz says, of course you daven mincha twice, because it's a ptur. Osik v'mitzah and onis v'chaman apatri is a ptur. Says the Drisha, no way. The Drisha writes, you never mulchuyiv in chakras. The chiyuv never got off the ground. Memeli, you don't have to daven mincha twice. My fundamental machlokes Taz Drisha, the Mishnah Berurah says mikra, then we hold like the Drisha. But he says, he recommends to do a tefillas nedava. In case you held like the Taz. You know what tefillas nedava is? Mechadash b'dava. You ask Hashem for something new. But the lomdus, he seems to say mikra, and this like the Drisha. This goes to heart and core, guys, of what Onus Rachman HaPatre is. Is Onus Rachman HaPatre a ptur? Or is it hafko? That the Ochiv never got off the ground. That's the Machleis Taz Drisha. It's kind of like the Ritvin Sukkah and Dachofeh. Ritvin Sukkah says, by Osik Mitzvah Pogam Mitzvah, it's like when you're Osik Mitzvah A, Mitzvah B is like a Rishus. It's not even called a Mitzvah. It's kind of like, it's a Dvar Rishus, he writes. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes that the Rambam Shita is, in the Parish of Mishnayis, in Psochim, if someone's Tomei Meis in Derech Rechoka, for Pesach Rishon, what do? Pesach Sheni. Whatever someone was, God forbid, sick in the hospital. Onus. What's the din? Also Pesach Sheni. What's the din if someone's Tomei Meis Derech Rechoka and he should do Pesach Sheni and Bemezid he doesn't do it? What's the din? If he was Tomei Meis and Derech Rechoka, And B'mezi didn't do Pesach Sheni. What's the din? He's Mavatal Mitzvah Sesa. What happens if he's sick in the hospital, God forbid, onus? He gets better. And B'mezi doesn't do Pesach Sheni. What's the din? Chayev Koris. Zucker of Yosef Engel, you see that according to Ram, onus is only a p'tuim. It's not a hafkar. That's of Yosef Engel's raya from the Rama. So this is an interesting machlokes. This Taz is a very important sifkat and hay here in the Taz, okay? About this din, okay? Sifkat and hay in the Taz about this machlokes. Taz Risha, what's the din halachah l'maisa, okay? What's the din halachah l'maisa? Because he points out that it's fundamentally different. He points out it's fundamentally different, and that's this machlokes l'maisa. In other words, by someone's osku sarket zibor, the avelis shalom babiglo l'bishamayim karavalei, then there's no chiyuv tashlumen. He says, if it came from him, he's chayv b'tashlumin, which is against the drisha, as we said. That's the taz. It depends whether it comes from Shemayim and it comes from him. Okay? So Rabbi Vadia Paskins, Apidin, and the Yalkut Yosef, Omer Kufayin Ches Sifches, that someone is a mace on Shabbos or Lefnei Shabbos, and he has to bury him B'yom Rishon, should daven Meirev after Plag Mincha. Amazing, no? According to him, this is what I should have done. And he should have said, Avdallah Lamaisa, just don't say Birkash, you know, the Summim and Nir, obviously you can't do that. Halacha Lamaisa, but you could have davened early. I could have davened early, he says. Shakaparayim, Rebbe Vadya says. There's no Aninus on Shabbos, so daven Meirev early. And say Atachon Antanu. So here the Geshur HaChaim says, not that way. He says, you don't have to do that. He says, in Omer Kuf Samachtes, Ostes Ein Lino came. To be mocked in Meirev early and Havdol early. I'm not talking about Havdol with the candle, of course. He says, you're potter, and that's it, halacha l'maisa, like it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Fine. So that's legabi the din what of Aninus on Shabbos. Okay? Now, l'maisa, let's get to Aninus Adyantif, and then if we have time, we'll discuss tomorrow, B'zishem, about the din of Aninus Adyantif for, let's say, Kodshim. Okay. The Mechaber said at the end of that piece in Aleph we read, and the Ramah writes in the Yeshurim, the end of Aleph, Yeshurim, the Talmud, Arabo, Mufak, Asa, Lechol, Basav, Yayin, Kolzman, Shemuta, Lifnayim. Because that's assuming, you know, that you're a Chiyuv, you're doing a Velas for him, so you're taking care of everything, so it'd be Asa to eat meat and drink wine, Kolzman, Shemuta, Lifnayim. Now, I wanted to note on this din about eating meat and drinking wine. What is the reason behind this? So at first glance, and I think we could read into the two reasons in Taisus here, on Chof Gimel and Beis and Moed Katan, Dibur Maskov, Eino Ochel. Says Taisus, he says, V'yesh lomer d'dvarim sheim mishum eivo mutter d'dvarim acherim kigon achivus basu ishtiyas yayin, asiri b'oinein, tafka, the tashu shemita, the mashu v'song d'asu b'oinein, b'hanami shemi yimshach, Oshemi Simcha Yisirasa V'chutzpah Kach Matzati. So it seems from Tais is giving two reasons. Shemi Yimshach. What's Shemi Yimshach? Why is there Nisr Basav Yayin? It's going to get out of hand. You eat 12 steaks, you're not going to end up burying your loved one. Or you're going to become drunk. So the first reason Shemi Yimshach, I think, is plugs in with the Kfuru. Then he says Oshemi Simcha Yisirasa V'chutzpah. That's already covered Ames. So it's like chutzpah. So there really are two reasons. So if the Talmud and his Rebbe Muvak is going to take upon what? It's going to take upon burying him. Granted, there might not be Avelis. Granted, there might not be Aninus. Based on the Ramah we learned in the previous Simon. Remember we said secondary, the Ramah, actually the only one the Ramah did have was by Rabbi Muvak. Remember that? The Ramah did have it by Rabbi Muvak. But Lamais, at the end of the day, we said, nowadays we don't have it. But what I want to bring out is that, let's say, even if he's not an owner or an oval, maybe the Ramah means he still should be Asr Basam Yayin, because if you're taking the responsibility on yourself to bury your Rabba Muvak, then if you engage a Basam Yayin in Shemi Yimshach, like that first reason, you might end up not doing it. And also, number two, it's Simcha Yisir Asr. Is your Rebbe Muvak, and you're fressing steak and wine? It's not right. So I think both those reasons plug in. Even if you want to say he's not a formal owner, in a formal oval. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, when we say Ein Aninus, Beyomtif and Shabbos, but we said if you want to bury the one, if you want to bury him through Goyim on the first day, or yourself on the second day, Gemara in Be'adavov, then it needs kicks back in. So the Shachar and Sifkot and Tess, right here on the top. And the Taz here, the Taz is earlier here. The Taz is on Sifkot and Beis. Yeah. The Taz here is Sifkot and Beis. What is the din, halacha l'maisa, on Kiddush, let's say. Someone dies, God forbid, on Shmini Atzeres at night. Do you say Kiddush or not? Halacha l'maisa. So the Shach writes, it's mutter for the Avil to say Kiddush. Alel Simchas Torah, not a problem, because it ain't aninus b'yontif. Okay? What's the Hezber of this Maharil? Because when we say ain't din aninus b'lel yontif el b'yom b'lvad, if you want to say it kicks in, you're not going to bury the guy at night. You bury him in the daytime. So therefore, only when you can bury him do we say it kicks back in. But at Lel Yontif, it didn't kick back in because you're not going to bury him then. Okay? So if you're not going to bury him then, that's why you point out before Yaakov, right? That's what you point out before. The Covenant Mesa and Kfur, they're both Iker reasons. But once you start saying your Mashach HaLatum and you're focusing on the Kfur plays just as much of a role. So therefore, when the Aninus kicks back in on Shabbos and others, that's only when it can kick back in during the daytime when you can do the Kfur. At nighttime, it's not kicking back in. So he says you should say Kiddush. Okay. Comes along the Shach. He says no. He's Docha the Pshat of the Drisha and the Ma'aril. And he says, according to the Ma'aril, ain't aninus noeg klal on yontif sheni, even beyond halacha lamais, even beyond. He says there is no such din, and he says the halacha we passing like the rush, and he says that there is a halacha lamais aninus on yontif, and he says usher to do kiddush alel yontif sheni. Okay, and that's what the Dagam Ravava quotes right here. The Dagam Ravava on the bottom quotes from the Magen Avraham. That he's matter you to say Kiddush on Lel Yontif. And he's cholik on the Shach. So let's summarize these sheikhs here now about Kiddush. Belilah, okay? The Magen Avraham, halacha l'maaseh, matters you to say Kiddush on Lel Yontif Sheni. That's what the Dagam Ravava says. And the Shach says it's usher, because we pass him l'maaseh like the Rush. That it's usher to say Kiddush on Lel Yontif Sheni. And comes out to be a big machlekes thing, basically what? The Magen Avraham and the Shach. So I want to just close. I think this fits with what we built up. It really speaks to what exactly is the Iker reason. In other words, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there should be no aninus because you can't bury the person. But once you start attempting to do it, mashachalat kum on Shabbos, or what else? On Yom Tov through Goyim, or doing it yourself, then it already kicks back in. To what degree does it kick back in? Do you say it kicks back sin that even Belilah, like the Magen Avraham, allows you to say Kiddush on Lel Yontif Sheni, Lamaisa? Because why? It only kicks back in when you can actually bury the guy. You follow me? So if you can only bury him in the daytime, why shouldn't you say Kiddush? Say Kiddush. No, Aninus Belilah. No, the Shach says not that way. The Shach says the bottom line is that what? Theoretically, Lamaisa, on two levels, this is what I want to bring out. Theoretically, at night, you can start pilpling with the Goyim to bury. You could make arrangements yourself. And number two, we could say, once you say that we're kicking it back in, maybe that din of Covenant Mates resurfaces. And that din of Covenant Mates resurfaces even on Yom Tov to the degree that we will what? We will ask you to say Kiddush even Belilah, even though you're not bearing the Belilah. You follow me? Once you start kicking it back in out to the Saskas with Mates, then maybe Covenant Mates even kicks back in. And therefore, Lamaise, even if practice, so I'm saying on one level, you can start doing the arrangements at night. But even if maybe you're not doing arrangements at night, but at least you've kicked it in a little bit, maybe that Covenant Mace resurfaces too, and therefore you shouldn't say Kiddush Belilah either. How do we paskin? I think the minig is we assume you definitely say Kiddush like the Magen Avraham. Nowadays, we don't do any burials. Unless, I mean, certain Hasidim have arrangements they can do burial in Yom Tov Sheni through Goyim, but we don't do that, Bismanasa. So, there's the Jewish chapel by us, which is in walking distance. So let's say, you know, if someone's very upset and their loved one is in the Jewish chapel, so they want to walk over there, let's say on a Shabbos or Yom Tov, they want to make sure if the Shomers, they want to make sure everything's okay. Are you going to say that that's a, you know what I'm saying? Are you going to say that that should kick an Enos in? I don't think so, you know what I mean? You're just going to make sure that everything's okay, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to say that it's kicking in full gear. You're not asking the going to beer, you know. So I'm saying, even if the fellow's going to walk over, I'm not going to say that Aninus kicks back in for that guy. You're still going to say he should daven and he can learn, you know, and he should say Kiddush. It's hard to imagine that. So I think Bizman Azeh, we're going to say that there'll be no Aninus. And we would assume, like the Magen Avraham, that you would say Kiddush against the conclusion of the Psak of the Shach, like the Rush, Al Pidin. Okay. So we got to try to finish up Aninus tomorrow, and then we'll go Vayter. Within Aninus and Yontif, if we have time, we got to get to the Yisuri Avelis during Aninus, and we got to get to, you know, Avelis Yom Rishon. Yeah, I'll be real quick. So we got to dive into. Yeah, go ahead.
Asking like the from what did Daniel in regards to the TLC
diet. Yes,
earlier.
Yes, we do. And, you don't say a bracha though. You wash your hands.
Right.
You don't say a bracha. Correct.
Right. And if you can't daven and there's an isser to eat before davening, then how are you allowed to eat? Because we aren't.
The isser to eat before davening is only if you have a chiv to daven, but you have no chiv to daven.
It's the same so, that we had.
Right, so the whole isser falls off the board. Correct. Okay, very good. Everyone have a good day. Let's stop minta. Asher shivitech l'yuchasel Hashem kacholoshim Yom kacholoshim Shemayel Kacholoshim 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 Kacholoshim